Drover guessed that the strange odor had come from a skunk. What did you guess? Not a skunk, I'll bet. My eyes began probing the gathering gloom of the machine shed. You know, Drover, I had a feeling all along that we might find a skunk in here. It fits the pattern. First, the missing dog food, and now the powerful smell.
Oh my gosh! Do you reckon he came out of the mirror?
We don't know the answer to that, Drover, but he's here amongst us, and he must be driven out of the machine shed at once. Otherwise, we might lose our precious food supply and spend the rest of the winter eating grass and tree bark.
Yeah, and I hate vegetables. But how are we going to get him out of here?
I had to think on that one. Very carefully, Drover. It's a well-known fact that skunks are easier to find than to herd. They don't herd well at all.
I heard that.
It takes just the right touch. Too little force, and they won't leave. Too much force, and pow! The machine shed could be toxic and contaminated for weeks.
Yeah, and us too.
Exactly. The skunk must go, but we want him to feel happy about leaving. I'd better handle this one myself, Drover.
Oh, drat.
You can back me up. Don't make any sudden movements or loud noises. Pretend that you're carrying delicate crystal gambits or rotten tomatoes.
Okay, but what's a gambit?
I glared at the runt. A gambit is a special kind of glass. The slightest jar could cause it to shatter.
Yeah, and jars are made of glass, too.
Exactly. So we must be very careful.
I thought a gambit was a kind of robber.
No, you're thinking of bandits.
No, bandits are what you put on cuts and scratches.
You're thinking of Band-Aids, Drover. And that's all the time we have for questions. We've got a job to do.
Yeah, hauling rotten gambits and busted jars.
Hush, Drover. You take a good idea and run it into the ground. Some dogs dread skunk patrol. Me? I kind of enjoy mixing it up with a skunk every once in a while. It's a challenge, a type of sporting event like a game of rushing roulette. On the one hand, they're not very impressive fighters, so a dog doesn't run much risk of getting his ears torn off. Fighting is always more fun under those conditions. On the other hand, a skunk doesn't have to be a great fighter because he's got something else up his sleeve. That bag of poison gas, for which he is famous. And therein lies the challenge, seeing how far you can push one without getting sprayed. Yes, once in a while, a guy presses too hard and gets his smell changed, but that's just part of the risk and part of the fun. And it's not so bad once you get used to the smell. Actually, I kind of like the smell. And what's even more important is that the ladies go for it, too. Well, maybe not a heavy dose, but just a little hint behind the ears. And anything that catches the attention of the ladies can't be all bad. Well, I had me a skunk cornered up in the machine shed, and all I had to do was find him. No big deal. I mean, unless your nose is completely dead, you just switch everything over to instruments and follow your nose. I found the little feller near the northeast corner of the shed. He was tootling along, sniffing the ground and digging for bugs, and he seemed no more interested in me than if I'd been a fly. That's the irritating thing about skunks. A cat will run when a dog appears. A chicken will squawk and fly. A skunk will ignore you, which is hard to accept if you happen to be head of ranch security. And also impatient. I'm not famous for my patience, I guess you knew that. And you probably think that I got tired of waiting for Rosebud to leave the machine shed, waded into the middle of him, and got myself sprayed. Well, the joke's on you. I played that skunk the way a musician would play his instrument, the way a fisherman would play his fish, using nothing but raw intelligence, superior knowledge, and a whole bag full of cowdog techniques. I applied pressure to Rosebud and oozed him towards the door. What a piece of work! You should have seen it! When he started to bristle up, I backed off and waited until he settled down. Then I began pressing him again until, at last and hoorah, he saw the door and waddled out. I had never done a better or smoother job of skunking, and I doubt that any dog in history had topped that performance. When the job was done, Drover suddenly appeared. He, of little faith, had chosen to wait outside in the fresh air.
Nice work, Hank. You did it. Boy, I couldn't have done that. Not in 1,000 years.
Most dogs couldn't have, son. It takes a certain touch and a lot of poise.
Yeah, because they're poisonous.
One of these days, I'll show you how to do it.
Oh, that's okay. I'd rather watch.
Whatever. But the important thing is that we've liberated the machine shed and saved our food supply.
Sure did. Of course, now he's heading for the house.
Yes, but that's a small price to pay for... What?
He's heading for the house. See?
Drover pointed his nose to the east. My gaze followed a straight line. And I mean like a laser beam. Followed a straight line to the yard gate, where I saw Rosebud slip through the fence and enter Sally Mae's yard. Holy smokes, Drover. Do you realize what's fixing to happen before our very eyes?
Well, let me see.
Little Alfred left the crawl space uncovered.
I'll be darned. What's a crawl space?
It's a hole in the foundation, and it leads to the space under the house. It's common knowledge that skunks love to take up residence under people's houses.
Not me. I'm scared of spiders.
Drover, at this very moment, Loper and Sally Mae are entertaining all the members of the church choir. Do you realize what might happen if that skunk got under the house and released his poison gas?
Well, it sure might stink up the party.
It would ruin the party, Drover. All the guests would have to be evacuated. Those that were still alive, that is. Sally Mae would be heartbroken. Perhaps the family would have to abandon the house and move away.
Gosh, that's awful.
Yes, Drover, but the awfulest part is that we have to sit here and watch the tragedy unfold.
Yeah, unless we rushed down there and kept him from going under the house.
I stared at him in the moonlight. What?
I said, gosh, I don't remember what I said.
Something about rushing.
Rushing. Nope, I guess I lost it.
Well, it's a pity that we have to sit here. Wait a minute. Is there any reason why we're just sitting here? Why couldn't we rush down there and keep the skunk from going under the house?
Gee, I never thought of that.
It might work, Drover, but we'll have to hurry. Are you ready for some combat?
Well, not really.
What?
I said, oh, good, combat. Oh, boy.
That's the spirit. We'll go to red alert. I'll meet you at the yard fence.
Yeah, if this old leg doesn't quit on me.
And with that, we went streaking down the hill towards the fence to save Sally Mae's house and the Christmas party from complete and total disaster. I went streaking down to the house, but you know what? On the way, something happened. All at once, I began to ask myself, why am I doing this? Why should I knock myself out for the same woman who recently called me a nincompoop and other hateful things? I mean, I was just a dumb dog, right? The guy who went around eating string all the time, right? And throwing up on ladies' house shoes because I didn't have anything better to do with my time, right? I reached the yard gate and sat down. Who needed it? Not me. Since I was so dumb, maybe what I needed to do was sit right there and watch the show. It might be fun watching all the members of the Methodist Church Choir evacuate the house when Rosebud went off. It would be fun, come to think of it. The tenor section jumping through the bedroom window. The sopranos flying out the front door. The altos crawling up the chimney. Yes. It's been said that getting rich is the best revenge. Not true. The best revenge is revenge. And never mind the rich part. The best revenge is knowing what's right and then doing what's wrong out of sheer spite and meanness. Hey, If Rosebud wanted to blow up the party, who was I to deny him his civil rights? It was a free country and skunks had rights too. I was sitting there, enjoying delicious wicked thoughts, when Drover came up, huffing and puffing.
Hi, Hank. Did I miss the fight? Boy, this old leg...
Relax, Drover. We've canceled the red alert. The security division has decided to go out on strike. He stared at me.
What do you mean?
I mean, we quit. Let the church choir go out and bark at the skunk. They have such wonderful voices. Let's see how well they can do on skunk patrol.
Gosh, I've never heard you talk like that before.
I know. So let me try to explain it. Listen to this. And before his very eyes, I sang this song.